Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome to our show. That's for you, those who work so hard for your money, and you want your money to start working harder for you right now. You want that freedom of cash flow today, not 30 or 40 years from now, but right now, so you can live that life that you love doing what you love. But guys, most importantly, it's not just about getting rich. It's about living a rich life, because as you're blessed financially, you can create greater impact and bless the lives of others. Thank you so much for allowing me to create an impact in your lives, create that ripple effect through you guys. Appreciate you guys binging. You've been sharing. You've even been having your kids listen to this stuff. I love it. I love hearing some of the feedback you guys have been given. Many of you guys have even reached out, and heck, like, we're so excited we can actually serve you and help you guys become financially independent in the next 5 or 10 years, because the ultimate vision is to get at least 1,000 of you minimum financially independent by the year 2030. So thank you so much for being a part of our show today. As a reminder, if you haven't done so already, subscribe to the Money Ripples channel. And if you haven't also done this, subscribe to the Money Ripples Shorts channel, where you can actually see some of the really short little clips as well. Be sure to check that out. You can binge and consume all you want while you're on your drive, where you're just out for exercising, which you should be doing anyways. But definitely check all that out today.
Hey, are you looking for another great podcast to listen to? One about investing, and not only just investing, but learning about cool deals like investing in apartments that does not require you to have to be an accredited investor or have $1 million. Hey, if you want to check that out, go check out my friend Lane Kawaoka's site, simplepassivecashflow.com. He's got a great podcast also called Simple Passive Cash Flow that you can check out on YouTube, iTunes, or whatever your favorite podcast app is. If you want some great education and to learn about great ways to invest in other types of deals without, again, needing a ton of money, check it out, simplepassivecashflow.com, or look up Simple Passive Cashflow on YouTube or your podcast app. Check it out.
All right, guys. So I brought on a special guest today here that I didn't even realize was in my own backyard here in Utah. His name is Nathan Payne. He came highly recommended. He came other real estate investors. We found out we're in some of the same circles and mastermind groups and things like that. So excited to be able to have Nathan here. Just give you a little background on him. Like I said, here near Salt Lake City, Utah, actually does a lot of different active real estate investing, including wholesaling. And today's topic specifically, I want to ask him about his reverse wholesaling and how he's able to use that to get out of debt. And so super excited to have Nathan on. So, hey, man, welcome to our show.
Hey, I appreciate it. I love that intro. That was great. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely, man. Yeah. So fill in the gaps a little bit more. Like, tell us more about you and who you are and what even got you down this path.
We were talking a little earlier, but I served a 2-year mission. And after my mission for my church, I went to college at BYU, Idaho. And there, BYU, Idaho kind of like discovered my interest for entrepreneurship and sales. So I got into door-to-door sales, and I was doing that for like 6 years while I was like at college and a little bit after. And I would run teams and I would go sell Dish Network door-to-door. I was like, man, I really like sales. I like talking to people. So after I got married, I moved to Utah after moving out of Rexburg and met my wife, got married. And I was like, I don't want to be transient. I don't want this transient lifestyle, because the door-to-door sales, you got to like jump from area to area every summer, go sell, bring your team, get them out of their environment. Because if you keep them in their house or their home, you know, where they live, they probably won't want to go knock. So you take them out. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I'm kind of tired of that, but what can I do that will make me good money? One of my roommates in college, his dad was wholesaling while we were in college and was telling us about it. He was doing wholesale and lease options in college, but like dabbling. And he was always like, hey, do this. And I was like, hey, come sell with me. But we didn't really convince each other. But it was only after I graduated and got married. I was like, I hit him up. I said, hey, I want to get into real estate. Let's go for it. He quit his job and I quit doing door to door and we went all in on wholesaling. Right. So that's kind of how I got into it.
Tell me a little bit about that. Like, I'm curious, because I know some people want on the show may not understand what wholesaling is. How did he explain it to you as a college kid? Because wholesaling, even for adults, is kind of this interesting concept that
right.
People are like, is that legal? Can you do that?
Yeah, you can really essentially, you can wholesale anything. So a lot of people, The way it works in real estate is you take a property that you're planning on purchasing. So if someone has a house for $200,000, I come to an agreement that I'm going to buy their house for cash. and I sign a contract with them. And then I say, you know what? I think maybe someone might be willing to pay $220 for this. Without me closing on the property, I can assign my rights to that property for a fee. So I can say, hey, I got this $200. I know my guy John would pay $220. I'm going to assign this to him for $20,000 without having to risk any capital, do anything other than the negotiation and getting the contract. Yeah. So that's what wholesaling is, right?
Yeah. That's so foreign to people because they're like, well, wouldn't you flip it? No, you don't have to.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people don't know, and I didn't know, is in order to flip something, well, you buy it. So you got your closing costs. You have to either come up, get funded from traditional financing, or which takes time, or you get a hard money lender, which costs 2 points right now and 12%, but it might go up. So really just to acquire an asset, it costs money just to get in there. And then if you want to sell it traditionally, you got to list it if you want more eyes on it and the highest price, and you got to pay the commission. So really, like, just to flip a house, you're looking at money costs and commissions, like 8%, 8-10% of the purchase price. So it's not as easy to just buy something and then just sell immediately because there's fees. So wholesaling is great because there's no fees because you never acquire the asset. You just assign it. It's paperwork.
Awesome. So tell us, what is this reverse wholesaling?
Yeah. So great question. When I first got into wholesaling, the traditional way to wholesale is to go out and market, right? Go spend money, go pay for mailers, go pay for texting, cold calling, any way, bandit signs. So when anyone that's brand new gets into wholesaling, they say, okay, time for you to go market and find a deal. And they don't tell you it's expensive. It's very expensive to market and find distressed properties. Why? Because a lot of people are doing it. And over the last 2 years, if you found a discounted deal, you pretty much could go ahead and sell to a hedge fund, slight discount. If you just found a property, you could get rid of it. Right now, the market has shifted. So spending all that money, acquiring an asset or acquiring a property and not knowing who you're going to wholesale it to is a problem, because a lot of, I'd say like 50, 60% of investors are sitting on the sidelines that we're buying just to see what's going to happen in the market. So the traditional way of wholesaling, of just going out, let me just go try and find something, spend money, and then let me find a buyer later. Yeah. That's how they teach you. Market, then dispo your deal once you have the contract. I don't think that's a good idea. I think it's a waste of money, and I think it's a waste of time. So reverse wholesaling is me going to you and saying, Chris, are you interested in buying real estate right now? And you're like, yeah. I say, what are you looking to buy? And you say, 3-bedroom, 2-bath. And where are you at right now? Where do you live?
Oh, I live down south of Provo.
So I say, hey, okay. So you tell me, hey, I want a 3-bedroom, 2-bath south of Provo in this specific area that's under $500,000. That's your buy box.
Yeah.
So instead of me as a new wholesaler, or just that the traditional way of just not talking to you and just blasting everybody in Utah County and then trying to find somebody, I've specifically looked for you on the MLS. When every listing hits it, I say, I know Chris wants this. Let me call and make an offer. Let me make an offer that he would accept because he's kind of told me what to do. Yeah. Let me go and look on other wholesalers' buyers list to see if there's a deal that would meet his criteria. So instead of me just going out randomly trying to find something, I am like a sniper and I find you exactly what you want. So when I find it, we've already talked. You're ready to go. You want something. So that's reverse wholesaling. It's reverse engineering the way of getting a deal by just specifically targeting areas. And it's way faster, way easier, and less time consuming. And it doesn't cost you any money.
Interesting. So you're really kind of like almost really like a buyer's agent in that sense.
For off-market properties.
Yeah, for off-market properties. So are you actually like dialing certain properties and saying, hey, these are in my buy box. Let's just see if they're willing to sell. Is that what you're doing?
Yeah. So I'm on like pretty much every wholesaler's list here in Utah. So I will get your criteria from you or any investor. And then if I see an email that says Springville Fixer Upper, I'm like, I got Joseph loves buying Springville stuff. Let me call him. Hey, did you see this deal that just came out? What would you pay for it? I'll go beat up the wholesaler. I'll try to get you a good deal. And then I just negotiate. So he doesn't have the time. And a lot of these investors, they don't want to look at the MLS every day. They don't want to like look through deals. And let's say I'm not doing it from wholesalers or MLS. I can specifically now mail a campaign or text market or whatever, the area that I know he'll buy in because he's ready to go. So that's kind of what I do. And I do it like part-time right now. And I run the coaching business that teaches this like 90% of my time. And I do this like part-time. And I have like 4 houses under contract right now. It's just me and my VAs. So the overhead's extremely low. And anybody could do this part-time. I mean, you're just looking at, you're just keeping your eye on what people will buy and you just connect them.
And the typical profit, is it very similar to what you've done with wholesale? I mean, is it come out about the same?
So that's the difference. Profit, I would say yes, because if you have a huge team that's trying to filter through all these people, like you got to pay everybody. And by the time it gets back to you, it's low. But the cool thing about this is it's like $5-$10K a pop, but overhead, instead of like a $30K marketing budget, paying acquisition reps, disposition, your market, your business, it's like little to no marketing, no overhead other than my VAs, but I use them for my coaching business too. So it's way better in my opinion.
And time-wise, how's it time-wise compared to doing it the other way?
It's easy. Yeah, it's way, I mean, I've done the other wholesaling and I had like 3 acquisition reps, 2 leads managers, dispositions. Mm-hmm. I had the whole thing built out. It's a monster. Like it's very labor intensive. You have to make sure your guys are motivated, and not saying that business model doesn't work. That's cool if you want to do that. But the lifestyle I want is I want to look at deals, you know, because I enjoy looking at deals for myself. They don't work for me. Pass them on to you or whoever else is looking and make little fee. I'm not trying to get crazy rich. You make me 3-5K a pop and do a couple of those a month and I'm good.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And that's one thing I've said on the show many times, because sometimes you have people out there that talk about flipping or wholesaling. They're like, make passive income. It's like, that's not passive at all. You're legitimately creating a business centered around real estate.
It's not passive at all. It's the least passive thing you could ever do in your entire life. It is the biggest grind. And I'm not like trying to deter any wholesalers, but I'm very truthful with the amount of work. You have to do daily training. You have to do weekly meetings if you want to run a successful business. Like it's a bit centered around basically just lead gen and sales and marketing.
Well, and I like what you're talking about, the reverse wholesaling, because I know, especially in certain areas, and Utah definitely has a lot of these as well. There's a lot of wholesalers and they got massive budgets. They're going out there, they're dialing like crazy and they're doing mailers and doing whatever they can to buy these houses. And you're just like, you might be this one person, like one man show or one woman show, trying to do it yourself with almost nobody to help you out, right?
Exactly.
And it's hard. So be able to do this with less capital, less money out of pocket, that's a better barrier of entry.
100%. And I think people should do this strategy as beginners, period. Because if you're brand new and you drop 10, well, I know because I did this. I dropped 10K on mailers when I first started, got like 20 calls, didn't convert anything. That's 10K when you're brand new. You're like, dude, I think I might be done. But if you do the strategy and you're like, hey, now I know how to communicate with agents. I've made great relationships with people. I can know what they want. And it has only cost me my time and maybe some softwares, right?
Yeah. Well, that's perfect. Because I mean, one thing we teach on the show a lot about creating more income is that you got to figure out how to create value. How do you create that win-win? And you're doing that. I mean, wholesaling already does it, but you're doing it in a way that also creates a much easier win-win for someone who's coming in entry level. And who's to say, even if you weren't entry level, you might say, I might like this method better. I might like to keep a smaller team or less overhead and just keep it simple. And like you said, you do 3-4 deals a month. I mean, you're making easily multiple 5 figures a month right there.
Right. The thing that kind of changed my mind was I had a flipper on my podcast named John Maxim. I don't know if you've heard of him, but he flips a ton of properties here in Utah. And me and my business, like last year, we did like 45 deals, which for me, that was a lot. I'm like 45 deals. And he did 90. And he's one man team with some VAs. He's been in the industry for like 15 years, right? But I'm like, how did he do 90? And I have a giant team. And he's like, dude, I basically reverse wholesale. I look at properties. If I want them, I buy them. And if not, I have 5 to 10 solid buyers or buddies that I know if it doesn't work for me, I can send it to them and they'll do it because they trust me because I'm a flipper. I'm not going to send them a deal that stinks. So he had just streamlined, like made it super easy to just be like, hey, this deal doesn't work for me. You want it? And that's kind of what I'm doing right now. It's like, hey, let me find out what everybody wants. And if these deals don't work for me, let me send them to these people with us. And the VAs can do so much of the work. They can analyze the deals. They can send it to me and be like, hey, is this like, we analyzed this one. I think this might be a good opportunity. And it's just like very simple compared to the wholesaling business structure that exists that they teach a lot.
Yeah, that whole networking. That's interesting you mentioned that, because I know I eventually internalize this after time. I remember a question I would tell myself early on, in addition to dollars follow value created, was if not me, then who? Just like you, it's like, no, just fit my buy box, throw it away. It's trash. But you're like, no, it could create value for somebody else. Who else could use this? And having that network of people lined up, now you're creating a win for them as well. You're just passing on and creating the wealth in so many different ways that most people miss.
Yeah, this is the real reason out of everything I've told you that it makes the most sense to do this right now. The traditional way of doing wholesaling is find the deal, then blast it out to your buyers list that has maybe 5-10,000 buyers, then negotiate with all those people. So what's happening is these wholesalers are sending out deals. Nobody's looking at them because first of all, the wholesalers' price are way too high. So everyone's like, forget that. And they're just tired of looking at deals. And some people might be sitting on the sidelines. But with me, if I call 10 guys and I say, hey, look, you need to take a look at this. I'm telling you, maybe you didn't, it passed. You didn't want to take your time, but this is something that's a deal. Me making 10 calls is going to be more effective than their hour, 2 hour process of getting it just even sent out. Right.
Yeah. That's great. Go deeper on that. Like, tell us more about how you go about that process.
Yeah. So it's pretty simple. I mean, I call, like, for example, today I have a deal that I'm working with a seller and one of the buyers that we had backed out. So I'm going to call another guy that I've been chatting with that I've just been talking about. I said, hey, I think I might have someone. I'm just going to call him and say, hey, let's structure this thing out so you can take it down and we can make it work where I can make a little bit and the seller wins. So it's just a conversation to structure the deal sometimes. And if they're absolutely like, nah, I need to be like way lower than what you have it, then it makes it difficult. But if we're close, then I almost go back to the seller like 90% of the time now and just say, hey, look, this is a buyer that I'm working with. We're partnering and this is what he's offering. So even though I have it under contract, I still can go to them and just be like, hey, the market's kind of shifting and we have that discussion, but it's just a call. It's a text or a call. And to explain the situation and try to get them to commit.
Yeah. What I love about this can be done in any market. Like this could be done all around the country. This is not just a Utah thing. So you guys know, I mean, this is something that people do nationwide, all over the place.
Yeah. I've outlined the step process, like for something I give away absolutely free because I want people to do this. Because for my network, a lot of people are like, hey, I'm asking tons of questions. So I just made an outline mind map. It's really cool. MindMeister. I don't know if you ever use that mind map, but that thing's awesome. So I made an outline that outlines the whole thing. So if you're like a full-time job or you want to make some part-time money on the side, just get tight with like 3 flippers in your market and just look on the MLS or get on a buyer's list and just look and bring and just be like, hey, do you want this? Just ask them if they would, what would they pay? And then you're the middleman.
Awesome. And obviously, like, I want to get to this as well. Like, where would people find this? How would people, of course, get a hold of you or your information and that kind of thing?
Yeah, it's pretty simple. I'm like on every platform. InvestorThrive.com. My company is called Investor Thrive. So InvestorThrive.com. If you go to YouTube, it's Nathan Payne. If you just type in my name, Nathan Payne. And if you want to add Investor Thrive, I have a YouTube channel. And pretty much anything, anywhere you go on any platform, Instagram, Facebook, is going to have links to where you can access everything that's free. I make all my stuff readily available because I know that information, like, it should be free in my opinion. I just give it out. Mm-hmm. And then people come if they need clarification, mentorship, help. So that's kind of like my mindset, the go-giver. Tom Kroll, he's in family. Mm-hmm. I work with him. He's helped me out. And he's just like, dude, just give everything away. So you hit me up, I'm going to give you everything other than obviously all my time, but I can give you all the resources you need.
I love it, man. It's great. Yeah. Everybody will put that in the show notes as well so you can get access to it in case you couldn't remember or you're driving. We don't want you pulling over or crashing your car, trying to write while you're doing your steering wheel at the same time. So.
All right. That's right.
Man, Nathan, this has been great stuff. So I want to ask one final question because I'm really curious. You mentioned before that you paid off your debt using wholesaling. Tell us more about that.
Yeah. So wholesaling is really good because if you do it the wrong way, it will get you in debt. That's kind of what got me into debt because I started doing a nationwide wholesaling model where I ran a pay-per-click campaign all over the United States. So we started getting leads and these are sellers were motivated. So we're like, yes, we're getting like 40 contracts. But what happened is, it was extremely hard to sell these properties to other buyers in markets we had no idea about. Now, we might think it's discounted in Peoria, Illinois, because in Utah, if you can get something at 60% of the value, that's a great deal. But in Peoria, right next to the railroad track in this specific area, people, they won't even take the house, you know?
So that's give it away, hardly.
They'll give it away. So we're running into issues like where it was just really hard to comp deals accurately, find buyers. And that kind of got us into debt because our pay-per-click budget was high. But then we took it a little bit more in-house, took it into areas that we knew, and we were able to get an assignment fee, like a $50K, another one for like $25. And I started doing what helped me out, which was JVing, which is called joint venturing. Mm. So it's if a wholesaler has a deal and they do not have a buyer, they can't find someone, they can reach out to me and I will partner with them on that deal. They bring the deal, I bring the buyer, we split it 50-50. So that's what was able to kind of help me get out of debt was the fact of like serving others, being available, helping others, and using wholesaling to pull myself out of like, I don't know if this sounds like a lot, but it was like $60K of debt And for me, I've never been in like debt like that. So I was like, wholesaling helped me. It got me in it, but it got me out of it.
Goes to show, man, if you want to solve any financial problem in your life, create more value for people. Find ways to serve or add value or solve a problem for somebody. And that's how you can get paid.
100%.
Yeah. Love it, man. Well, Nathan, appreciate your time on the show today. It's been great. Everybody, be sure to go check out his stuff. Like I said, we'll put in the blog post on moneyripples.com. You can go check out his links and get all the resources that he's been so generous to provide for us today. So Nathan, again, thank you so much. And everybody else, you can be a hero of the word all day long, but until you become a doer, your life will stay the same. So go out, make it happen, make it a wonderful, prosperous week, and we'll see you later.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.